you find out about Rockies, what he did cover, if you check it out. I need to know before something else has to be done. I understand, all right, you have to say, sit down right here, sit down. This way.
Separate company, we call it Louisiana. ordinance we sell. That way we wouldn't hurt our employees or our stockholders in doing it. Well, it's worked out all right, but the credit hurt. During the time we were tied up with them, we quit expanding. And so that made this file a lot tighter than it would have been if we'd been permitted to go right ahead. But when you quit expanding, you lose your momentum. And a lot of your people get dissatisfied because you're not moving forward and all that. And so as a result, we lost about 2 years. We're just going back now to start. We would have had a lot more flour production than what we had, and prices wouldn't have gone up as high as they've gone. But this is a case of there wasn't any threat of a monopoly. We made more competition instead of less. All those factors were there, but you're listening to the small fellow. Not that you shouldn't do it, but they were not as efficient. Go to this flower. I mean, it's not more because you make a tree go twice as far.
Well, what happens too is that they were listening to these smaller producers and were not taking the long view.
No, that's right.
And everybody is concerned these days about timber prices and all that business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they take the long view, they realize the most important thing is to get that supply.
That's right. Because you're
all it is. It's like, you know, cutting back an oil mill. Like,
yeah.
You cut the darn thing back too far, and keep that back, it'll never come back.
That's right.
It's just going to produce. So it's foolish.
Yeah, after we got into it and started working with them, they were very cooperative. I mean, we didn't have any trouble once we got into it. And I think they could see that maybe they did make a mistake. And we didn't have any trouble working with that. And they've been very cooperative since then. So, I mean, thought Walter and they have been very cooperative.
What we are trying to do, as a matter of fact, this last election is about, as I'm sure, these are things that only fellows like yourself can talk to people. And I think it's good that you're talking to some of your colleagues in the New York Central City cities across. They look at programs and they'll say, well, they're thinking about the budget, the wage guidelines, strong enough, all those things are important. They're important in the short run. In the long run, as far as this country is concerned, and in the relations of, as far as business, particularly the big business is concerned, you've got to think of the courts. Who's going to do those courts?
Right.
As they can kill you.
Yeah.
You've got to think also of the administrative agencies, which are courts.
Yeah.
So-called independent agencies.
Yeah.
And airlines got to, and railroads, airlines got to worry about the CAB. Railroads got to worry about the interstate. You've got to worry about federal trade and perhaps several others. And so what we are doing, I'm really spending a lot of time on those commissions.
And
we are checking. It was like John Connolly who's getting his input about something that we're interested in. Because I'm trying to get the, very frankly, I'm trying to get basically the radicals, or what I are putting in another, I don't care, radical, right, left, or wrong. When a person's on a commission, he should be there as a judge.
That's right.
He should not be there as an advocate.
Yeah.
That's my view.
Yeah.
I mean, a commission is basically a court.
Yeah.
In a sense, right?
That's right.
And for him to be there, well, a lot of these people go on these commissions, and they think it's that they, therefore, have the responsibility to make new law. They're not there,
yeah,
but they're to interpret the old law.
Yeah.
The same is true of the court. That's why I, you know, I had to fight the Senate on it. And finally got four good judges. We got Brenner and Blackman and Rathbus and Powell.
Yeah.
And if something happens to our friend Douglas or somebody else, we'll get one more than we'll have five.
That's right.
Well, what I was going to say is the appointments we make to these commissions and the courts are more important to this country than an awful lot of other things we do yet. But they go on forever.
That's right. No, I think that's wonderful.
Take federal power. There's another one, you know.
Yeah.
The way the federal power commission has drug its feet on many of these things like the price of natural gas and so forth.
Yeah.
So that's director. We always have a good director.
Yeah.
But the bureaucracy of the IRS is just absolutely full of left-wing lawyers,
yeah,
and accountants and so forth. And many of them go clear back darn near to the New Deal. And they're out there to do in, frankly, our friends.
Yeah.
I don't want any special treatment for
them. No.
But I want to be treated equally.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
So I think you should know that that's one of the reasons that since the election I've been spending so much time on appointments. We're trying to clean this government up, get rid of some of those bureaucrats,
yeah,
so that we can get our people in.
Yeah.
Not for the purpose of more power.
No.
For the purpose of getting a fair shake.
Yeah.
For our business interests and
yeah,
the other interests.
Yeah. There's a couple other things I might mention. One is Japanese hog export, being out on the West Coast, where I'm very familiar with it.
Oh, yeah, the log. Oh,
yeah.
What's your position on that? We have to make something.
Yeah. We never have exported a lot of logs, but we export some. And I think it's good, because the Japanese are often good customers of ours. And I'm talking about the West Coast.
Yeah.
A lot of trading going on, and it's good business. And we started exporting logs, and we let them integrate logs with their sawmills in Japan. Well, it's not fair to them to let them build up and utilize our logs and pull the road back to London. And if they don't use our logs, then we use someone else's. Now, if we weren't in this housing boom, you wouldn't hear anything about it much. But when you're in this housing boom, stick more lumber, because if you don't use logs, they will take lumber for the time being. So it's going to end up going to Japan anyway. And really, since they do have it integrated, for some reason they'll pay more for logs than they will for lumber. Like if a log, they'll pay $200 for a log, but if you make it into lumber, they won't pay you but $150 for the lumber. It's a beautiful situation. I guess they must be that they take that log and carry it in inventory and they can make it in the size number they want, when they want. That's the only thing I can figure out. But for some reason, they're just paying more for logs. Well, I think it's done good business. And I think we need the dollars.
Yeah.
And I think we ought to...
Oh, we sure need the dollars.
Yeah, go on.
I think the reason that they are concerned about it, I suppose, is it creates a shortage and pushes up the price.
Well, that's what they're hollering about, but I don't think really that's true, because it's going to all seek its own level. And if they don't get it from us, they're going to get it from Canadians. We are importing a lot of Canadian lumber down, and so I think you've got to look at it as one overall market. And they buy a lot of salt, they buy a lot of chips, and they buy a lot of things. We are exporting some logs, and we'd like to continue doing it, because like I said, we can get so much more for our going in logs than we can if we made it into lumber. Mm-hmm. And we have a restriction on it now. You can't export government timber except to the extent of a small percentage. It's just private logs that's being exported. The big exporter is Weyerhaeuser, and then you drop down to a whole lot of small ones that we don't export a lot. But I think it's a good thing to keep.
I've heard this. I'm glad you get this one. It comes up. I can see the, frankly, biggest argument for it is the foreign exchange. They're down to the Japanese buyers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can sell them some logs, you can sell them a little wheat.
Well, the raw material.
Chips.
See, they take it over and they talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
And they have big buyers of chips. If they weren't buying them, we'd have to bring them up.
Thank God. Well, that's a great company.
Yeah. And right now, there's excess on the West Coast. Some of them are being bringing up right now, because there is enough being bought by the bank. With this lumber and plywood market being as good as it is, and this building going on, it's made a large excess. So they've been awful good customers. see what the ideas are over the next 4 or 5 years, what they would like to do, and what they'd like to do is get into some joint ventures over here. I don't know to what extent that that would be good for the country, but they'd like to invest over there.
That'd be good.
Keep percentages of
the main income of the Republicans. All these people got spending on that. It's a pretty good country.
Done right.
Just like these POWs, that's what they remind everybody of when they come back.
Yeah.
But it's been good for the American people to see them.
That's right. I see, as I understand your program now, is get farmers off the subsidy. And if you can get the farmers that had the lower state of the total market, now with China, you have China, you can buy out some of their products, and if you can get them to where they're getting a decent price, even food prices go up.
And they'll produce more, and it'll come down. It'll come down.
Absolutely.
Leave the subsidy off the farmers. And the farmers will do more, so they'll produce more.
Well, it gives them some respect, too. Because, I mean,
nobody loves you.
No, they don't like the other all the time. No, I think you guys are going the right way. And stick by you. Cutting out these programs and not to the
assistance. It's tough, but we're going to force it. The Congress may overrule us on some, but if we can't do it,